Treasure Trove.
Treasure Trove.
He started playing in the mid-1930s.
It had been that way since 1910.
It took place in 1841.
At the ABC.
It first arrived in 1838.
Podcast.
It's just beautiful.
You're listening to a song called Love's Gift, sung by George Nichols, but composed and recorded by Stuart Booty in his home studio in Sydney in 1951. Stuart Booty was a cinematographer, sound recordist, inventor, and entrepreneur. Tamara Ossica from the National Film and Sound Archive has been delving into his life.
Stuart Booty was one of Australia's early pioneers of our recording, sound recording history. He was a fascinating man, born in 1890 in Sydney, a man who, although he was trained as an electrical engineer and worked as an electrical engineer, was fascinated by new technology and so had many careers in his life. He was a filmmaker, an electrotherapist, radiologist. He owned one of Australia's earliest record companies and also, too, was an inventor. So invented quite a few different things, like a movie camera, of course, the Vitavox gramophone, a electrical machine that was designed to heal people with nervous ailments. So just a completely fascinating person.
We're looking at a brown wax disc. What is the connection to this object with Stuart Booty's work?
Well, Stuart Booty made it. The wax disc, I should describe it to you, is about 25 centimetres in diameter and about 2 centimetres thick, so quite a thick slab of brown wax. The wax disc was made by Stuart Booty in 1926. And it was at a time when he was hoping to establish a record company, the Vitavox Record Company. He had grand dreams to build a factory and to record Australian performers.
What is so special about the brown wax disc that he made?
Well, Stuart Booty claims that it was the first one made in Australia. We can't definitely quantify that, but certainly we know it's very early on. At that time, we didn't have a recording industry. So much, much earlier, there had been a wax cylinder recording industry, but in terms of flat discs, nothing had happened until about the mid-20s. Stuart Booty claimed he was the first one to make a disc master, but unfortunately, he wasn't the first one to make a commercial release from his wax disc master. These wax discs were the first stage in a production process to make a shellac record. He made the first stage, but unfortunately other companies beat him to it in terms of doing commercial releases.
Who did Stuart Booty record?
Artists of the time that weren't necessarily famous. They were tended to be local Sydney artists, and his interest was popular music. So really, this was a man who was seeking to make his fortune, and so he was looking to record artists that he thought would sell well.
So he came up with these great inventions that really pushed the recording industry along, but he never had the financial backing to become a mass producer of recorded music?
That's correct. I think Stuart Booty was a very smart man who was excited about the changes in the industry, such as using electricity to record sound recordings and how that just improves the quality of sound recordings. So fascinated by that and clever enough to build machines and design machines and understand the process. Unfortunately, to become a successful businessman, you need not only that technical knowledge and ability, you need to then be able to sell your dream to others and get them to give you money. Unfortunately, he was competing against multinational companies such as Columbia at the time that already had that financial backing as well as the smarts that Stuart Booty had.
When I was a little lad, with folly on my lips.
Stuart Booty was one of eight children, with a father who was twice declared bankrupt and who served time in jail for theft and forgery.
In looking at Stuart's background, you get a sense of a child that was growing up in a rather unstable family situation, and which is really helpful to understand why he then became a young man who was so driven, seeking to find his fortune and to try all different careers to try and find the thing that would perhaps offer him stability.
You must wonder what life would have been like for him if he'd been born into a wealthy family.
Yes, I think he would have ended up getting the record company that he wanted and the factory that he hoped to build. It possibly was because that he didn't have the sort of family support that he wasn't able to realise his dreams.
In the 1920s, at around the same time as he started recording sound, Booty invented the Vitavox gramophone, described as the instrument with the human throat.
Stuart's gramophone was different from other gramophones in that rather than having the horn sitting above the player, which we would probably recognise in when we're looking at photos of old gramophones, his gramophone had the horn sitting underneath the player. So it was almost like, you know, like in a speaker that we, you know, think of modern stereo systems, the horn was sort of contained underneath. Some of the hype, I think, Stuart Booty was building himself just to, in order to sell his product. So at, you know, one point he talks about Vitavox being the world's best gramophone. I'm not sure it was. I've never heard one. Unfortunately, we don't have one in the collection, so I can't talk about the quality of sound. They're out there, so I guess they're probably sitting in people's lounge rooms and they don't know what a precious object they've got.
And the National Film and Sound Archive would really like one if someone wants to present you with one.
Oh, we'd love to. I mean, I would love just to see one, but if we could have one in the collection and preserve it, it would be a wonderful thing because we have an amazing collection of Stuart Booty material. So we have, besides the wax discs, we have some metal discs, some of his later recordings in the 50s, his personal papers such as letters, appointment diaries. So we've got a collection that really helps us to understand the man and his place as a pioneer of the sound recording industry. We'd love to have one of his gramophones, one of these beautiful objects that he made.
Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.